you can't eat it and you can't even touch it. Well, God didn't actually say that, but she's saying to add even to the word of God. And then Satan comes in powerfully then, doesn't he? And the next thing he says is, God is a liar. God is a liar, is the next thing he basically says to her. And that if you reach out and you do touch and you do take this tree, you'll gain knowledge. And not only that, you'll become like him. The very thing that Satan had wanted from the beginning was to take over God's place, wasn't it? And he tempts man and woman to also want to take over God's place. So the first thing that Satan does is he takes God's word and he twists it and calls God a killjoy and a liar. He's withholding knowledge from you. You can be so much more than what you are. And they're tempted away from God and his word. And the moment they do, sin rushes in, doesn't it? Sin rushes in, and they suddenly realize what they thought was wonderful knowledge, beautiful things that they would experience that God was withholding from them. He kept it from them for a reason, didn't he? He kept the experience of evil from them. They were kings and queens of innocence, weren't they? How it's described in some songs. And in their innocence was their wisdom. In their innocence was their grace and their power and their communion with God and all of that. You don't have to experience evil to know it's wrong. You don't have to go into all those things to have that knowledge. But that's what they did. They rushed in there and suddenly evil comes in and there's a massive slide. They're on the top of the mountain with God in a way, and they've slidden down into, like Psalm 40 describes, you know, the slimy pit, the mud and the mire. And they're down there and they're stuck in this pit now. And who remembers the Jungle Doctor series with Dr. Paul White? Remember those, the monkey and the giraffe, Twigger the giraffe and Tembo, I think the elephant, and all those guys? And once the two little monkeys leapt out into the quicksand. Anyone remember reading that one? And they're in the quicksand and they're just struggling away. They're stuck there. And I can't remember the name of the monkey. Anyway, he's there. He's always the one that does the silly thing first, and he's the one that jumps out and does something, always gets in trouble until the elephant comes along, Tembo or the giraffe. And he's there, and he goes, "I know how to do it." And he grabs his whiskers, and he starts pulling his whiskers like this to lift himself out of the quicksand. And all he does is hurt himself, and it doesn't work. And the whole point that Dr. Paul White is saying in that, that's what we do when we fall into sin, and a sinful human being tries to rescue themselves out of the pit they're in, and all we're doing is end up hurting ourselves. We cannot do it. We need the external big elephant in the case of the monkey. We need God coming in to do something to rescue us. So we're in the bottom of this pit. We're in the mud and mire. It's we've listened to the devil, and sin separates. Sin is terribly horrific and ugly, and it's not healthy independence or maturity that you hear so many people talk about. With Genesis chapter 3, they say, oh, that's when finally humanity grew up. Who's heard people talk like that? You know, humanity took that apple and experienced all sorts of things, so we went from childhood to adulthood. And I've read that and heard that a number of times. In fact, it's actually our slide. It's not our maturity. It's not a healthy independence. It's right that we're independent from mum and dad, isn't it? We go, but an independence from God is never right. And independence from God results in just mess and destruction and these falling plates, the brokenness of life. So it's a very different thing. So the cross is first of all necessary because what happened in Eden was a massive and great loss. We lost an enormous amount there. It wasn't in any way a good thing. There was only bad, and immediately shame and all sorts of other emotions flooded into Adam and Eve's experience. Not long after that, you've got Cain and Abel. Cain kills his brother. And you can't blame that on video games. You really can't. You can't. It's just within the nature of a human being to do wrong. Came immediately from that first sin. Okay, so that's the first one. The cross is